أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وهو خير ناصر ومعين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. We send our condolences to the Imam of our time and the entire Muslim Ummah on the arrival of the days of Fatimiyya. These days for us are no less than the days of Ashura. When we examine the seerah and the path of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, we have so many lessons that we can extract from her life and apply it into our own life. And one such lesson that I want to speak about very briefly is that of selflessness, of khidmat, of serving others. In this pandemic, in this time of uncertainty, where people are searching for hope, for salvation, for some sort of relief, it's important that we look out for each other, that we pray first for each other, that we attempt to pull others out of their own darkness. Surah An'am, verse number 122, has a beautiful opening portion of that verse, when Allah reminds us that I've given you two beautiful tools that you must use now to help everyone else around you. When the verse says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ, that when you were spiritually dead, I gave you life, Allah says. And then I gave you light as well. I gave you hayat, I gave you nur. I gave you life, I gave you light. Not for yourself, yamshi bihi fin nas, so you may take that light and that nur and walk amongst the people. Meaning what? Illuminate the path of those around you to the best of your ability. There are people around you, your loved ones, your family, your community members, who you know are right now struggling during this difficult time that we are in. Reach out to them. Send a message to them. Dedicate a small prayer for them. Extend a hand to them. If you don't have a solution for them, if you're not able to solve their problems, at least share in their darkness. Sit with them and accompany them as they get through their difficulties. We learn from the way that Sayyidah Fatima was with her father, with her husband and her kids, that she was a very selfless individual. Even in training her children to pray for others, she would say, Jaru thumma daru. First pray for others and then pray for yourself. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us that tawfiq, inspire us, enlighten us with embracing and adopting the seerah of Sayyidah Fatima. Allow us now to break the idols of the individual and begin now to help each other break their own chains of darkness and hopelessness. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.